Okay. We're in the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We're about 11 lines from the bottom. Where the Amar, where it says Amar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel. Amar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel. Ukva said in the name of Shmuel. Shara Adam Kilurin Me'erev Shabbos. A person is allowed to soak Kilurin. We're not exactly sure what this Kilurin is. Some kind of concoction, some kind of potion that somehow had medical value. Anyway, you're allowed to prepare that on Erev Shabbos. V'nosein al-gav enayim b'Shabbos. And you can put it on your eyes on Shabbos. V'nechosheish. You don't have to worry that you are doing anything wrong in terms of Shabbos, because it doesn't look like you're taking medicine. And as we said yesterday, that's one of the factors. And besides the fact that you can't take medicine on Shabbos because maybe you're going to grind the gzeira of that somebody might come to the tochein, was also a fact that it had to look like it was medicine. Otherwise, it was not part of the gzeira. So this doesn't look like it's medicine, as Rashi explains. It looks like you're washing yourself. It's not medicine at all. Balevoy was by Marokva, and Chazir the Havi Mayit Upasach, and he saw that not only was he putting it on his eye, over his eye, which could look like he was washing himself, that he was opening his eye and closing his eye, like he was letting this Kilurian, he was letting it go into the eye itself. Amale Kuli Hai Vade Lo Shara Mar Shmuel. Now Shmuel never mocked that. But that can't be anything but medication. Shmuel never mattered that. Shalach le'Rav Yanai lemar ukva lishtar lamar meharach kilurian demar Shmuel. Send us some of this kilurian from Shmuel. We want some of it also. It's such a good potion. Send us some. Shalach le, say they sent back. Shadurei mishadar nolach. I'll certainly send it. Delotei matzar ayin anah. So you shouldn't think that I'm stingy. Ella. Shmuel said the following: Tovas tibas sonein shachris, one drop of cold water on the face in the morning, rechitas yidayv raglay becham in arvis, and washing your hands and feet with hot water on in the evening time, is mikol kilurit of olam. That's better than all the kilurit in the world. Fine, you want me to send it? I'm not stingy. Don't worry, I'll send it. But you should know one thing: it's not this amazing potion that it's made out to be. Simple hot and cold water can do the trick just as good. Tanya Mihachi Amrav Mona Mishum of Yehuda, Tovas, Tipas, Tsonein Shachris, Uvichitas Yadayim Raglayim Arvitz, a cold splash in the morning, a hot splash in the evening is good, just as good. We call Kilurit of Olam. From all the Kilurit of the whole world. Who are you, Omer? He also said the following. This is about he said the following. Yad La'ayin Tikates. Before the Tzilas Yadayim in the morning, if somebody touches his eyes, he's worthy of having his hand cut off. Should have his hand cut off, that's what he's going to do. Before the Tzilas Yadayim. Why? Because it's dangerous. Yad L'chotem Tikates. If you're going to touch your nose before the Tzilas Yadayim, your hand should be cut off. Yad L'peh. If you touch your mouth before the Tzilas Yadayim, Tikates, your hand should be cut off. Yad L'ozen, your nose, Tikates, your hand should be cut off. Yad lechasuda, if you touch a scab, a wound, tikates, your hand should be cut off. Yad la'ama, if you touch your private parts, tikates, your hand should be cut off. Yad lepita bath, if you touch your rear, we go to the bathroom, touch that area, tikates, your hand should be cut off. Yad legigis, if you touch a barrel of beer, tikates, your hand should be cut off. Now, Yad Mesama, because if you don't do this, the hand can blind. Yad Machareshes, the hand can make somebody deaf. Yad Mala Falifus, the hand will, Rashi says, this is somebody who touches the nose or the mouth, the hand will make them have some kind of disease, some kind of bad odor or something like that. And that's the end of the discussion of what you're not allowed to touch, what you shouldn't touch before Tzilas Yadayim. The Mechaber in Siman Dalid, Hilchos Tzilas Yadayim, only mentions, he says, Lo yigah biyado kodem tzil lepeh, your mouth, lechotem, your nose, loznayim, your ears, v'lo le'nayim, not your eyes. The rest of them he leaves out. He leaves out your priors, he leaves out your rear, he leaves out the beer. The beer, he says in a separate siman, lo yiga begigis shecha, don't touch beer. The mishmosh hayad mafsed hashecha, because it ruins the beer. Rashi here says, and some of Farshim say that the tours, that the Mechaber agreed with this, Rashi says, you're not allowed to touch your private, you're not allowed to touch your male organ, you're never allowed to touch that. Also they go into the bathroom. That's also all the time, because maybe you're gonna have carry. To touch your rear when you go to the bathroom, you're never allowed to do that. Because that's sakana, you can hurt yourself, you can injure yourself, you're never allowed to go over there. The beer, so that's a little difficult. But the fact that the Mechaber puts it in a separate shim, and he doesn't consider them the same. Because he has the eyes, the nose, the ears, and then the eyes, the nose, I'm sorry. He has the mouth, the nose, the ears, and the eyes. Then he has an intervening siman about you shouldn't touch your when you go to the bathroom ever. And then he has a whole thing about the beer. So first of all, the Gra held that the beer was a sakana just like everything else. Others say no, that he's talking about just someone else's beer. So basically you destroyed the guy's beer, you destroyed his property. And Hua did the same thing would apply no matter what food it was. It's just an example. But the Gra held though that it's specifically that there's a specific ruach, some kind of tumah. That's what all this is about. We're going to see in a minute. This is a specific kind of tumah that we don't really understand it, but it applies to the beer, and therefore the beer should be included in the other list as well. So, Tanya Reb Nosson Omer Bas Chorin Hi. The name of this ruach ra is called Bas Chorin. Zu umakpedet at shiyirchat yadav gimel pa'amim, and it's makpid to remain on your hands unless you wash yourself, unless you wash your hands 3 times. It has to be alternating 3 times. Amar Rabbi Yochanan puch ma'aver bas melech. Some kind of eye makeup called puch will remove the evil spirit called bas melech. Posek against hadima, and if you do that, it prevents yourself from crying. Umar b'ser ba'afapayim, and it increases the hair on your eyelashes. Tanya nami hachi, Rabbi Yossi Omer puch ma'aver bas melech. This mascara, this eye makeup called puch, removes the evil spirit of bas melech. Uposek against hadima, it removes the tears. Umar b'ser ba'afapayim, and it increases hair on your eyelids. V'yamar upa amar Shmuel, olin. If somebody has olin, Olin ain bahem mishum refuah. Olin doesn't work. Olin's not a real refuah. Rashi says, "What are olin? It's a name, kind of a grass. It's a kind of grass. Ain bahem mishum refuah." Rashi says, "Ba'achilaso, if you eat it, lahayirinayim to make your eyes to give yourself better eyesight." The law master doesn't work. Doesn't work. It's not, therefore, what? Since it doesn't work, you can eat it on Shabbos because it's not medicine. It doesn't work. Tosma says, it's not talking about putting it on your eyes. It's not talking about eating, it's talking about putting it on your eyes. That's what we've been discussing until now. All of a sudden, out of left field, to say we're talking about eating, that's a little difficult. Tosma says, no, we're talking about putting it over your eyes. Putting it over your eyes, that's what you're allowed to do, because it's nothing. So it doesn't do anything.
Maybe it's like makeup.
So a separate question about makeup, but I'm saying in terms of medicine, it's not medicine. It doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. So therefore, you can put it on your eyes on Shabbos. Why are you doing it? I don't know. But you can do it. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, "Kuzbarta, whatever this kuzbarta is, it's some kind of coriander. Ain ba mishum refuah. Also, there's no refuah value there." Amar Rav Sheshes says, "Kishus, ain bahen mishum refuah. Kishus has no refuah value either. Kishus are hops. No refuah value." Now, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef just said a second ago that kuzbarta, this coriander, doesn't have refuah value. Now, Rabbi Yosef says, "Kuzbarta." This coriander, I feel the didi kashuli. Not only that, but even me, and I'm blind, Rashi explains. I'm blind, so even me who's blind, it hurt my eyes. Kal v'chomer, if someone's not blind, what is it going to do to them? Right? Even for me, it bothered me. So Tosfos wonders, like, what, so then why did he say it's not a refuah? That's a meaningless statement if it also hurts. By the way, it's not a refuah. By the way, even me, it hurt. So what do you mean it's not a refuah? It's a very difficult statement. Amar Sheshes said, Gargira is also some kind of plant. I feel the di mali. Even me, it helped. Even I'm also blind. Sheshes is also blind, and even me that helps. So surely that's going to help somebody who's not blind. Amar Shmuel called me a kishus sharu. All tops are mutter on Shabbos, labar matruza, except for the matruza one, because that only people will take that for medicine. So when you're taking it for medicine, you're demonstrating you're taking it for medicine. That was mamish like medicine. Amar of Chista, shrika tavya shari. If you want to smear oil on your roasted meat to help it taste more geschmack, that's okay. As she points out, you have to make sure that you're not going to cook the oil. In other words, it can't be boiling hot. That when you smear the oil, you're going to be cooking the oil. But otherwise, it can. But piapue be usher. But to be eggs, that's usher. Why Rashi explains? Because it's going to look like you're going to cook it. Because who eats raw eggs? Very rare. So if you beating it on Shabbos, it looks like, hey, what are you doing with that? You're going to go make scrambled eggs. So therefore, you shouldn't beat them on Shabbos. The bishu de Ziri, the wife of Ziri, of the lay lechia bar Ashi, she made this this smeared oil on this meat for chia bar Ashi. V'lo achal, but she made it for her husband and for chia bar Ashi, the Talmud. But the Talmud wouldn't eat it. So Amrulay, so she said to him, L'rabecha of yulev achal, I made it for my husband, the Rav. He ate it. V'at lo achal, it's not good enough for you. Right? Only for him, not for you. The Talmud's not going to eat it. But Ziri held according to his own opinion. Amr Ziri. You're allowed to put wine or water through a strainer on Shabbos. And you don't have to worry that maybe the strainer is going to do borer. Right? If you're straining wine or water, that the strainer is going to keep out the psoles, and you're going to be left with the good. That's mamish with a kli. So that should be usher. So the Ziri held, but it's not a problem. Why? Alma, kiva de mishtasi haki, lav midika oven. Since he would drink the water and wine anyway, that's doing anything. He drink it anyway. If you drink it anyway, then the fact that you're filtering, the fact that you're straining, doesn't make it usher. Which is the way the Mechaber paskins. Hachanami here too, kiva de mischal haki, since he would eat it without this smearing of the oil, he did it anyway. It just makes things a little better, but he's not so makbid. He's not doing anything. Not doing anything, therefore it's mutter. This line of the Gemara was very controversial. That's the heter, by the way, for having all the filtered water. But you like Brita. You don't like the water from the tap. But you drink it. Drink it. You just prefer it to be a little cleaner. Right? But you'll drink it just the same. So therefore, the filtering is not a problem. But it became a huge problem in New York City. Now that Rav Schechter said that you can't drink the water without a filter because there are bugs in it, so that you won't drink it anyway. You won't drink it. You can't drink it. So now there are, I think that Rav Schechter held that even so, you can still filter it on Shabbat. I think. I don't want to. Because I think Rav Rauser had said because he felt that the determining factor of whether or not you'll drink it anyway is not a halachic determination. It's a cleanliness determination. Right? In Mexico, nobody drinks the water. Right? Because it's not drinkable. But in New York City, everyone drinks it. Okay, now we realize that maybe it's a problem of bugs, so we don't drink it. But everyone else in the street still drinks it. It's not inherently not drinkable. It's halachically not drinkable. So if it's halachically not drinkable, that doesn't mean that you won't drink it anyway. For purposes of filtering. Others disagree. Others, they won't drink the water on Shabbos if they don't pour it beforehand. Because it's a filter. Because they won't drink it anyway. But the question is, who won't drink it? That's the question. So I believe it's a machlokas now, the modern day poskim about this. It all stems from this. But I believe out here, this filtering in the Divad had said that this filtering in Valley Stream, and therefore there's no problems anyway of bugs in your homes. So then I would drink it anyway. I just prefer it to be filtered because it tastes a little better, but I'll drink it anyway. That's certainly not a problem. That's certainly not a problem. It's certainly okay, and that the water can be drunk that way. V'Rav Rukva said, Misha nug for yado or raglo. If somebody hurt his foot or his hand, tum sabiyayin, you can try to douse it with wine, the ena choshesh, and you don't have to worry that you're going to be doing any kind of medication. Iboy lahu, chalamai, what about vinegar? No, not vinegar. That's already too much. Looks like too much medicine. That's already too much. Amar Rava, but Hani b'nei Mechuza, but the people of Mechuza, kiva de mefanki, since the very particular people, the mefunakim, the very delicate, tafilu chamra nami masilu, that even wine helps, because their skin is so soft and so tender, even wine, which we think is just a normal thing, that's not a medicine. Who puts wine on their skin for medication? Nobody. But in Mechuza they did, because they were so delicate. Even wine, Rashi explains, it made the skin shrivel or made the skin better. So even them, they can't use wine. Because for them, that's going to be medicine. Now, Ravina Ikle Elebe Ravashi. Ravina once went to Ravashi. Chazi Anisoa, Didricha Lechamra Agabe Dechare, that a donkey stepped on his foot, and Ravashi was in pain. V'yasev Ikatamas Lebechala. And he was healing himself with vinegar. Amale Lo Savul Amar Lahad Amar of Hillel. Don't you hold like what Hillel said, Chala Lo, that you can't use vinegar? That's already too much looking like medication. No, wounds on the hand and wounds on the foot are different. We're going to see that in a few minutes why they're different. Others have the story in this following version. He saw that he was Ravina Saravashi healing himself with wine. Don't you hold like Rava who said that the people of Mechuza kivu de mefanki, that since they're so delicate, they're such mefunakim, afilu b'chamer nami masi luhu, that even wine they're not allowed to use to heal themselves because it's real medicine, it looks like medicine. Umar nami ha mefunak, and you're also a Ravashi, you're a big mefunak, so shouldn't you ask for the wine for yourself? So amalei gavli yad v'gavli regel shiny. The hands and feet are different. Why? The amar of ad bar masna, amar rav gavli yad v'gavli regel. A wound on the hand or a wound on the foot is like an internal wound. And you're machal Shabbos for an internal wound. Rashi says, I think Rashi says it. Where is it? It's right. Rashi says, Shemakaso kasha umasukon v'cholin leves haShabbos. You're in a keder of sakana. I don't know why that should be. Like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Like, why would a wound in the hand or the foot be something that's internal, which would make you a cholish yesh bo zakana, and then, or even a cholish ein bo zakana. All bets are off, and all medicine's okay. Maybe in those days they thought that. Okay. Since we've been dealing with medication, we continue. And the next few lines is a little challenging. There's a little bottom little tosfos there. We'll do it in a few minutes. It turns the whole thing upside down. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa. Rochatzim b'mei gror, you're allowed to go on Shabbos. Putting aside the issues of taking a shower and taking a bath, putting those issues aside, we're only discussing the medical aspects of what you're doing. So in terms of any medical issues, you're allowed to take a bath, you're allowed to go dip in the river of gror, b'mei chamson, in the rivers of chamson, in the waters of chamson, b'mei asya, in the waters of asya, b'mei teveria, in the waters of teveria, Avolob Yam HaGadol, Yam HaGadol. Not in the Yam HaGadol. What is the Yam HaGadol? So it's either the Mediterranean, or it's every ocean. In other words, it's all the large oceans, the large bodies of water, as opposed to not these little tiny tributaries and lakes that are all over the world, or it's exclusively the Mediterranean. It seems from here that it's talking about, that the discussion we're going to talk about now is we're not just exclusively saying it's the Mediterranean, it's all the oceans. All the oceans. You can't go in the Yam HaGadol. Why not? So Rashi says, Rashi says, L'chaim v'farish time. We're going to see why not. Okay. Then, V'lobabe Mishra, you can't use water that was soaked for flax, because that water was only used for medical purposes. So if you do that, it looks like you take medicine on Shabbos. All the other ones, Gror and all those places, that's not medicine. Yahatzi, taking a dip, cooling yourself off. Not a lot of that. I mean, healthy people do that too. That doesn't look like you do. No healthy person dips in water that flax was soaked in. Nobody does that. Only sick people do that. So sick people can't do that. The extent where you can't do that on Shabbos. V'lo b'yamashol Sodom, and you can't go into the yam by the Sodom, right? The Yam Melach. You can't go there either. Again, because it's only for healthy people, only for sick people. Fine. Verminu, but I'll bring you another Bryce that says differently. It says, Rochatzim b'mei Tiveria, that's the same. V'yam HaGadol, and you can go with the Yam HaGadol. But again, lo mishra, lo b'yam HaShal Sodom. But you can't go with water that flax was soaked in, and you can't go in water that's from Sodom. But so the problem is the Yam HaGadol. One Bryce says, no, sorry, One Braisa says, the first Braisa says yes, and the second Braisa says no. Right? So Kashi Yamagodol Yamagodol. It's a stira. Right? So Amar of Yochanan Lo Kash, it's not a stira. Ha Rav Meir. The first Braisa that said you can. The first one that says you cannot, that's Rav Meir. No, the first one says you can. Lo Yamagodol, right. The first one that says, I'm sorry. The one that says you can, the second one, that's Rav Meir. And ha, Rav Yehuda. And the one that says you can't, that's Rav Yehuda. So how do we answer the Braisa, the Hastira? One's Rav Meir, one's Rav Yehuda. What Rav Meir, what Rav Yehuda? What are we talking about? The following. The Tnan, we have a Mishnah in Parah that says as follows. Kol hayamim, all the oceans in the world, every ocean in the world is kim mikvah. Has the din of a mikvah. That means, as opposed to a mayon, we know that there are three types of water, three types of tahira that require a mayon. A mayon means it's a flowing spring. Those three are a metzora, the azov, and the ashes of the paraduma. So you mix it with the water. Those three require a mayon, a flowing, has to be flowing. We had this once before, a few months ago. Has to be flowing water. Everything else can be a woman, a nida, a man, whatever it is. That's a regular mikvah. So one sheet that's a mare holds, every ocean in the world has the din of a mikvah. Therefore, and another difference between a mikvah and a mayon is that a mayon you can be tovel while it's still flowing. So you can go into a natural mayon, and you're tovel, and you're fine. If you're a mitzvah or a zav, fine, no problem. But a mikvah has to be drawn, has to be in a makom ha-mikvah, okay, according to this. Okay? Got that? So, Rav Meir holds, every river in the world has the din of a mikvah. All the oceans have the din of a mikvah. Okay? Shenemar, like it says, Ula mikvah yamayim kari yamin. All the word mikvah there, and it says the whole world. Oh, the whole world's different. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says, no. Yam HaGadol k'mikvah. Only the Yam HaGadol has the din of a mikvah. The Pashtus, that means all the oceans. All the oceans. But other seas, let's say, seas that are landlocked, maybe not. Maybe not. That's, right, that's Rav Yehuda. The lo nema yamin el sheyesh bo minin yamin harbe. And the only reason why the pasuk calls if all the oceans have the same din, so why is it called in the plural? Why is it called yamim? They're all the same din. The answer is that the lo nema yamin el sheyesh bo minin yamin harbe. There's many different types of rivers. They all come from the same source, right? The Rashi says the Parshas Bereishis that the fish from one place of the world tastes different from a different part of the world. Right, they have different salt content, different taste, and that's all it means. But the Yama Gadol, whatever that is different than every place else. Right?
So they
see
the whole same thing by Yama Gadol.
No, Rabbi Yehuda holds that. Right, the whole same thing by Yama Gadol. That's a bit. Forget Tosfos asks something very similar. Tosfos asks, look at the bottom of Tosfos. Tema, hechi medami haplugsa laplugsa del el demar berfua. So fine, so they're arguing here. What does that have to do with Refuah? So they're arguing about the din of mikvah. So how'd you get that to Refuah? We have a problem. One says you're not allowed to go to Yama Gadol on Shabbos, and one says you are. So we have a whole thing over here, a whole braisa over here about mikvah. What does that have to do with Refuah?
So then does it stop asking for Refuah? Even a healthy person
would
go for
it. Why? Why should the din of mikvah have any bearing on what's healthy?
Because it's not messy that you...
But why should that be? Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Why should that be? It's a mikvah or not? Well, they're learning out of psukim. The whole thing's learning out of psukim. How do you read the positive liberation of mikvah beyond them? Are they all the same or are they all different? So Rav Meir says the whole world's the same. And Rav Yehuda says no, the whole world's not the same. It depends. If it's the oceans, if it's the Yama Gadol or not. So the only way to answer this question, I think it's Duran. Duran says, since Rav Yehuda... There's one more rule that we have to know. The rule is that even if you're allowed to go into one of these mayans and be tovel there, You can't go if it's salty. If it's salt water, it's possible. So since Rabbi Yehuda goes out of his way to say that the Yam HaGadol is different, and that has the din of a mikvah, it must be because he holds it's very salty. And maybe other rivers and other seas in the world that are not called Yam HaGadol are not as salty. So since he's already talking about salty, the Gemara doesn't say one word about this. This is all the Ran explaining how the Gemara can make any sense. Since Rabbi Yehuda, and the Ran says that the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda quotes here in Parshas Bereishis, that's just an asmachta. But really, the whole thing has to do with salt. And if it's very salty, like the Yam HaGadol, you can't use it for a mayan. It has to be only a mikvah. And that has dino of mikvah. It has to be shuv. It has to be in a standing place. A mikvah is not allowed to be flowing. A mayan is not allowed to be still, and a mikvah is not allowed to be flowing. So since the whole question is about salt, if it's about salt, then maybe you're doing it for refuah purposes, like the Yam HaMelech. Then already therefore you can't go into the Yam HaGadol. Rameir says the whole world's the same, so you can't go into the Yam HaGadol. Rameir must hold the salt thing is not an issue. First of all, he holds the whole world's a mikveh anyway. So what's the difference between the Yam HaGadol and any other river? There is no difference. Therefore, you're allowed to go. That's how the Ran explains the Gemara. You got that? Pretty much?
Sure.
Want me to say it again? Now, one more shita. Rabbi Yossi says, this is a hybrid shita. Kol hayamim mitaharin b'zochlin. All rivers are tahir because all rivers are mitaher because they're zochlin, because they're flowing. But upsul zavim l'matzarim l'kadosh b'mechatas. But still, nevertheless, they don't have the din of mayim chayim, and therefore a mitzora or a zav or the mechatas cannot be used. So it's difficult what he means, because we thought all along that mayon and mayim chayim go together. If something's a mayon, it's mayim chayim. Now he comes up with a thing. There's such a thing called mayon, but the water is that mayim chayim out of it. So then what is it good for? I don't know. But that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. So Mazgalor Nachar Bar Yitzchak. Nachar Bar Yitzchak asked him a question. Emar de Pligi, when was this whole machlokes? Lidian Tuma, Ul Taira. That's the machlokes that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about Tuma and Taira regarding mikvahs. Lidian Shabbos Misha Maslu. They're arguing about Shabbos. The whole machlokes, putting the Ran aside. The whole machlokes about Tuma and Taira. They're arguing about Shabbos. The machlokes doesn't carry over. Ella Amar of Nachar, but he's like Lokash, it's not a stira. Ha deshtoi, ha delo eshtoi. The problem is if you delay and remain in there. If you remain in there, that's a problem. It looks like you're getting refuah. What are you doing in there for an hour? But if you just dip, go in and go out, it looks like you're cooling yourself off. That's okay. That's how you answer the stira. Forget everything we said about the mikvah. That's rejective. The only difference is that you're going into the state to cool off or not. But my Okibdus, what are you trying to tell me? That Basraisa, the second Basraisa that we mentioned, is the lowest Tahi, where you didn't delay. Therefore, it's Mutter because you're going in just for a minute just to cool off. So, E the lowest Tahi, if you're not going to delay, so I feel a bit Mishranami. Even in that kind of water, even if it's water that's lax and something, you should be allowed to go in for a minute. Nam D'Tanya, and we learned, Rochatin B'Mei Tiveria, you're allowed to go into the Mei Tiveria, Ubame Mishra, and in water that was soaked, Ubiyama Shal Sadom, the Aval Pish Yeshal Chatatim Shibarosho, even if you have boils and skibs on your head, meaning even they're exposed, the whole world can see your boils. And obviously you might be going in there for refuah. But since you go, Babendabor Mamor, Mishal and Ashtar. But if you don't delay, so if you don't delay, it doesn't look like you're going in for refuah. I have boils on your head, you go in 2 seconds. Aval Nishtoyab Asr. If you delay, it's Asr. So that can't be the distinction. El, you're right. El, Yamagadal Lokasha. It's not Akasha. Ha be Yafin Shabo? Ha be Royan Shabo? The question is, where in the Yamagadal are you going? If you're going in the resort areas, right, you're going in the Yafin, you're going in the good parts, what's Yafin? That's okay. Why? Because everyone goes there. You go to the resort, everyone goes. That's a sign of health. But if you're going to the bad areas, nobody goes there. Why are you going there? Oh, because you're sick. Only the sick people go there. Right? It's the out of the way places. No one goes there. Only sick people. Then you can't go. Habron Shabbat. Then you can't. Why? Because only sick people go there. So it looks like it's refuah.
Back to our original question.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So our focus on
nothing to do with this Mishnah. Nothing to do with this discussion. We thought it did. So we said that's only by Tum and Taira, that doesn't carry over to Shabbos. Then we tried to say, well, maybe the distinction is if you delay, that can't be the distinction because maybe sure it's a problem. So what's the answer? The answer is where you're going in the Yamagazel. You're going to the resort areas, the nice areas, that's okay, because you're going into dip. But you go into the out of the way, no one goes there. What are you going there for? It's restricted. Oh, that's their full part. So that's a problem. Now, Memishra and Memishra Nami Lokasha. The issue of Memishra is also not a problem because our Brisa said you can't. And here it seems to be it was okay as long as you didn't delay. And the Gemara says that's the distinction. Hadishtoi, Hadloishtoi. Depends. Did you delay or not? Okay. So everyone's wondering, like, how are we going to do this in 10 minutes? The next Amud is extremely, it's not easy because we don't understand how it works. It's one of those Gemaras about all these refuahs and these different things that used to exist in those days. And it's going to go very, very quickly. There's just one, the Mishnah's a little, one line of the Mishnah, Rashi says something which Rav Moshe jumps on, and we'll see it right now. Ein ochlin ezuvin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat ezov on Shabbos, ezov grass. The Gemara is going to say, is that the same ezov in the Torah or not? Because it's not something the healthy people eat. Aval ochel hu is yoezer. You're allowed to eat yoezer. The Gemara is going to say what that is. Feshosa abubra, and you can drink abubra. And here's the rule: kol ha'ochlin, ochel adam l'refua. Any food that is normally eaten, even a chola can eat it. V'chol ha'mashkin shosa, and any drink, even a chola can drink. So if I'm a chola, I have a sore throat right now. So I'm allowed to have chicken soup, even if my kavana is to get better. Why? Because chicken soup everybody eats on Shabbos. Everybody eats it. That's not a problem. Chutz, except for mimei dekalim, except for the juice that comes out of a dekel of a palm, the kos ikrin and a kos that has roots. We'll see more about that tomorrow. Why? Because it helps for if somebody has a greenness in whatever. Basically, the drink is something that's a refuah, and it's not normally drunk by people. It's not usual for someone to drink this. Aval, shosuhu made the kolon with samo, but you're allowed to drink it if you're thirsty. And Rashi says, in eino chola, if you're not sick. You're allowed to drink it if you're thirsty, if you're not sick. Right? Vesach shem and ikrin shalom l'refua, and you can shmir this kos ikrin on yourself if you're not doing it for refua purposes. So, this three words in Rashi, in eino chola, that's a huge discussion now in the Achronim. So the Torah, the Mesiyot, they say as follows. Only if you're drinking it because you're not a chola, then you can drink it. It's generally something that only sick people drink. The gzeira, and Rav Moshe explains this as well, the gzeira of shechikas ha'amanim doesn't apply to healthy people. It doesn't apply to healthy people. It only applies to sick people. So if you're healthy and you're, and not only that, the Beis Yosef and the Torah say further that the word when it says that if you're thirsty, it's lav dafka, even if you're not thirsty. It just says thirsty because that's why somebody would normally want to drink it. But if you find another reason why somebody wants to drink something that normally sick people eat, then it would be okay. The Magen Avraham says, no. That when it says over here, something that if you're thirsty, it's dafka if you're thirsty. Certainly a sick person can't drink it. And a healthy person can only drink it if you're thirsty. So Rav Moshe says, this machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Torah of the Beis Yosef, how to learn this Rashi, boils down to the question of taking vitamins on Shabbos. And the purpose of taking the vitamins is to make yourself stronger. So if you hold like the Beis Yosef and the Tur, then you can take a vitamin on Shabbos. Why? Because anything that if someone's healthy, they're not sick, they're healthy. So why are you taking it? You're not hungry. Someone told me they don't need vitamins. You only take vitamins if you want to make yourself stronger. So then it's okay. So saying vitamins don't work. Okay, but Moshe was assuming maybe that. But according to those who think it does work, vitamins don't work. What? Forget. No, we're not saying preventative. Moshe's not saying preventative. Preventative, Moshe's going to say even the Magen Avraham would agree. We're not saying preventative. If it's preventative, then it's not under the Gzeira at all. We're saying it's to make you strong. Not preventative, it's to make you strong. So according to the Torah of the Beis Yosef, you can. Why? Because if you're healthy, you're not in the Gzeira. According to the Magen Avraham, you still have to be thirsty. So who takes vitamins because they're hungry? Nobody. The only reason why you're taking it is because you want to be strong. So then it would be a problem. And then Moshe does say that even according to the Magen Avraham, if you're taking it as prevention, then he would agree because that's not the Gzeira at all. That's nothing to do with this Mishnah. Just what Rashi says over here, in Eid Chola, all that discussion comes to these three words of Rashi And Rav Moshe has a whole thing about vitamins, and I believe that he said it was okay, especially if you're taking it for prevention. So the Gemara says, Amr Yosef, Ezov Abrasa Bar Hamog. The Ezov mentioned in the Torah, that's something called Bar Hamog. Ezuvin Abarsa, the Ezuvin mentioned here in our Mishnah, is Bar Hing. It's some other thing. Ula Amar, Mura Chivra. It's a white sage. Ula Igla, the white sage is some kind of vegetable. Ula Igla, the bear of Shmuel by Yehuda, not a vegetable, a plant. Ula Igla, the bear of Shmuel by Yehuda. Ula went to visit Shmuel by Yehuda. Aitzi Lekabe, Mura Chivra. He had in front of him white sage. Amar Hainu, Ezov Dixiv Baraisa. That's the Ezov mentioned in the Torah. Rav Papi Amar, Shumshuk. It's called Shumshuk. Amar of Yomi Difti, Kavasedra of Papi Mistabra. I think the Rav Papi's right that it's Shumshuk. Why? That not? Because we have a Mishnah that says, Mitzvah's Ezov is Shlosha Klachin. The Mitzvah of Ezov was three stalks. And on each stalk were three seeds. And shumshuk, that's what shumshuk looks like. So mistame, it must be shumshuk. Lamai achlile, what do you eat that for? Lekukiani, you eat it for worms in your stomach. But my achlile, how do you eat it? Besheva tamari, with seven ukmasa, with seven black dates. And mimai havya, how did you get those worms in your stomach? What'd you do? Mikimcha this ari, from barley, flour barley, the chalav alei abar yom, that sat around for 40 days. I will also go with Yoezer, but you're allowed to eat Yoezer. My Yoezer, what's Yoezer? Pusnak, it's pennyroyal. I asked my wife what that is, and she didn't know. I don't know what pennyroyal is myself. It must be some kind of plant. L'may achlele, what do you eat that for? L'arkisa, it's worms in your liver, Rashi says. But my achlele, how do you eat it? B'sheva tamari chivrso, it's seven white dates. But my mimai havya, how'd you get it? Either mi'umtza umaya, from raw meat with water. Aliba rekana, on an empty stomach. Or mibisra shmena aliba rekana. Or fatty meat on an empty stomach. Or mibisra datura aliba de rekana. Or ox meat on an empty stomach. Or meamguza aliba rekana. Or from eating a nut on an empty stomach. Or migiri de ruvia. Right, ruvia we have in Rosh Hashanah, right? If somebody eats ruvia. Ruvia is we say it's fenugreek. If you eat a stalk of a fenugreek aliba rekana on an empty stomach. Umashasi maya abasre. And then you drink water right afterwards. The ilo means either that doesn't work, or you don't have the ingredients. Either one, Rashi says. For Elo, what's the next remedy? Livla tichli chivrsa. To swallow white cress. For Elo, and if that doesn't work, or if you don't have that, lazy b'tainisa, then you should fast. For lazy bisra shmena, bring fat meat. Velishti agumri, throw it on the fire. Velimit garma, and suck out a juicy part of it. Veligma chal, and then drink vinegar. The ikka the amri, others say, chal lo, you shouldn't drink the vinegar, mishum de kashi lekavza, because it's bad for the liver. The ilo, and if you don't have that, laisi gurda da asinsa, bring a part of a bush. The garida the iloy litatoy, that the bark was peeled off from the top to the bottom. Velo mitatoy liloy, but not if the bark was peeled from the bottom to the top. Dilma nafki id pume, because maybe if you do it that way, some of the worms are going to go into your mouth and it's going to harm you. Then what should you do with all this stuff? Velishlake be shikwa be shavavi, that you should cook it in beer at, Rashi says, at Banish Mashos. Or Rashi says, at someone else's house. Do it at someone else's house because the stench is going to be terrible. Then, ulamachar, then the next day, niskarian linakvin, close up your orifices, close up your mouth. Rashi says either we have to go to the bathroom, close that up, or close up every hole, your nose, your ears, your mouth, so that nothing should escape the day of yourself, volishti, and then you should drink it. Fechibafani, when you go to the bathroom, fechani afshicha de dikla. Go to the bathroom on that same bark that you peeled off before. Veshosin abu bura, and you drink the abu bura. My abu bura, what is that? Chumtaria. Now we know. My chumtaria, what's chumtaria? Chudri yichidoi. Alone stalk, alone plant, alone stem, alone trunk, bark, whatever that is, alone thing by itself. Lamai av delay, what's it good for? Ligiluye. If you drank water that was not covered overnight. In the olden days, there was a gzeri word allowed to, because there was a fear that they put in, that a snake put his venom in there, and it was poison. So if you drank that, the remedy is to have this yichidoy, this lone piece of tree. The ilo, and if you don't have that, like the chamsha kalili, bring five roses, the chamsha kususa, and five cups, the shikwa of beer, the nishal kinu, and cook it all together, bahadi adadi, ad the kaima anafka, until it has the shir of anafka, which Rashi says is a revius. Vinishti and drink it. Ime de Rav Achdevoy bar Ami, the mother of Rav Achdevoy bar Ami, of Rolei, she did this, lahu gaber for a certain guy, she did chad kalila, one rose, V'chad kusuzah, and one cup of beer, the shikra, one cup of beer. Shalka, she boiled it all together. V'ashkise, and she cooked it together. V'shagra tanura, and she lit up the oven. V'grufte, and then she did grufa, or then she swept it away. Rashi says to dilute the heat. Then v'osvise levinsa begavoy, she made him go into the oven, and she put a brick on the floor, and he sat on the brick so he shouldn't burn himself, that he should inhale all the fumes of the cooking. And all the poison left him like green leaves. The whole remedy worked. Rav Avya Amar, Reviasa de Chalva, Me'iza de Chivrisa. You should drink a Reviasa of milk from a white goat. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Laisi, Asmoga Chalisa, bring a sweet esrig, Vilachakye, Vilimle, Devusha, carve out a hole in it and fill that hole with honey. The lusve be milay denura and cook it on the fire v'lechle, and then he should eat it. Rav Chanina Amar, Rav Chanina says meirag lion b'nei arba'im yom. You should take meirag lion that's 40 days old, or that comes from a 40 day old baby, either one. And barzina is a tiny, tiny cup. It's I think the article is 1/32 of a log. It's tiny because the revius is a quarter of a log. That's like 3 to 5 ounces. So this is a very small amount. And lizibura, it'll heal you if you get stung by a wasp. Riviyah lakrava, a revius of meiraglayim is for being stung by a scorpion. Palga riviyah, half a revius is ligluye. Half a revius is if you drank water that was uncovered. Riviyah afil ukshafim alu. And a revius, even for ukshafim, it's going to help. Now you see from here that you're allowed to drink meiraglayim. That's something that's kosher. I don't know. It must be that they drank it. Maybe what? I thought it was drunk. Trying to think if Rashi says anything. Interesting. I didn't even think of that. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, anigron v'abgana v'avnagar v'tarikye. What is that? So anigron we had already in brachas. Anigron is beet, some kind of drink made out of beets. And the next one, Avnagar, Rashi says he doesn't know what that is. It's some kind of juice with herbs. And the Sirkye is gallnut juice. Malu, that helps. Ben Ligluye, Ben Likshafim. Whether you drank water that was uncovered, or whether you drank shafim, or whether you were suffering from witchcraft. Chayman Debolach Kivya, if somebody swallows a snake, Luchle Kishusa Bimilcha. He should have hops with salt. Velamirte Tlos Nabila, then he should run 3 mil. Rashibar Ashi Khazila who gave Rashibar Ashi met a fellow, Dibala, that he drank there. He swallowed a snake. Chivra Idmile Kifarsha. So what he did was he appeared like an angry horseman. And Rashi explains he did this so that he should be afraid of him and then he'll listen to him. Because he knew this was the cure. And Ochle Kishusa Dibilcha, he ate this hops with salt, for Arate, Kame Klas Emili, and he ran away. And he ran for 3 mil, and then v'nafak bine guve guve, and the snake came out in pieces, meaning that it worked. Ikad yami, others say the story was as follows: Rav Shiva Ashi bala chivya. Rav Shiva Ashi himself saw the snake. As Eliyahu in milei kifarsha, and he appeared like a horseman to force him to do his will. Ugh like Hishusa b'milsa b'milcha, and he ate his hops with salt. The ariate kameit plus emili, and he ran 3 mil. V'nafak bine guve guve, and it came out in pieces. Now, all these cures, and tomorrow we're going to have a lot more of them, because I didn't mention it now. So in Hilchos Deiros, in the Rambam, in the Perek Dalet, he has all these things that you're supposed to do to have a healthy life. It goes on for pages and pages and pages about healthy living. He doesn't mention one thing here in the Gemara. Not one of them does he mention. He has other things, some we agree with, some we don't agree with, but he doesn't mention any of them. So the Kesef Mishnah has a comment, which is the underlying comment through all this, when he says as follows. He says, the ein midvarim elu kush el divrei Rabbeinu. Don't ask a question on the Rambam why he left all that out. Why? Sherefuos v'hanhagos malchus bavel. The refuos, all these remedies and all the practices that went on in Bavel during the times of the Gemara. Sheba hayu chachmei Talmud. Right, when the chachmei Talmud wrote it down, right, they didn't just write non. They didn't write silly things. It's meshuna mishar artos, was different from all the other lands. It was different. It was unique for them. There was something over there, and he goes out to say that basically the he says in other places, and Tosfos says in other places that the teva is different, the Ishtan HaTeva, and that's the underlying way to explain all this. That this applied in those days, even in the Rambam's day, which is only 700 years later. He lived 700 years after about 600-700 years after Ravashi. He already doesn't mention any of it, and that'll be the underlying way to explain all these unique Gemaras. And today's shiur was learned and sponsored by the Kogel family.